Since time is the currency of life, you must be careful how you spend it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as the great Dr. Miles Monroe talks about the importance of developing the habit of using your time wisely. Enjoy.
So what do you do when everything you trusted in collapses in a storm? How do you prepare for a sudden change in your life? And how do you recover when life hits you on the blind side? But some of you know what that feels like. What do you do after a lifetime of hard work and dedication and commitment and loyalty? How do you change your vocational skills suddenly when they release you from your job? When all your skills that you learned, they don't need anymore. What do you do when the rug is pulled up from under you, as we all know is happening to so many people? How do you face the family you once left behind to go back home because you couldn't pay the rent and that mortgage and you have to go live with your parents again? But what I like about life is God says that as long as the earth endures, there'll be seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter, and there'll be day and night, and these will never cease. God says as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest time. There will be some dark nights, but there will be days coming afterwards. There will be winter, it'll be cold, but I promise you, he says, there will be summer. If you broke now, I guarantee you can't be broke forever. If you're sick right now, that's a season of sickness. Use your faith and say, God, I'm going to make it through this season. On the other side of sickness is good health and good strong body. There'll be showers of blessing in what? Seasons, he says. In other words, seasons are controlled by God. That makes me very comfortable. Because whether it is raining or sunshine, God is in control. Everything is seasonal. That means that no matter what you go through, it cannot last. Seasons are important because seasons guarantee change. Seasons give hope. Nothing remains the same in a season. Seasons are always temporary. And the key to life is outlasting the season. This is very important because when you are in a dark moment, sometimes you think that that's a permanent address. But never make a permanent decision to try and solve a temporary problem. What happens in divorce many times in a marriage. You go through a very tough moment. I mean hell on earth. Believe me, you got a choice. Am I going to make a permanent decision at this point? Or am I going to outlast this season and make it through this dark moment? It happens with friendships. It happens with even jobs. It happens with business. Sometimes you want to quit the business. Life is so tough. But everything is seasonal. That's the encouragement of life. When you see a storm coming, I want you to understand the nature of storms. Storms are natural. Everybody say natural. Storms are natural. Storms are temporary. There's no permanent hurricane. There's no permanent earthquake. There's no permanent tsunami. There's no permanent cyclone. They're all temporary. Storms are always moving. Hurricanes, you hear them talk about it moving. 7 miles per hour. 10 miles per hour, five, they're moving. Every storm in life is moving. Storm force change. That's important. Storms force you to change. Don't curse a storm. It comes to bring you back to your sanity. Storms confirm how strong you are. No matter how much you claim you got faith, storms will test whether you got it or not. Storms reduce you to God again. That's why storms come. They come to reduce you back to God. Some people come so proud. They make so much money. They got all this stuff. All of a sudden, bam! God says, thank you very much. A storm comes to bring you right back down to God. You see, a storm will come to tell you what's valuable again. Like your spouse and your children. A storm will bring you back to what's important. Don't curse a storm. A storm will come to remind you that in everything you gain, all you can take is a box. And all them clothes that you so cute, proud of, somebody else waiting for you to die, they're gonna wear all your clothes. Get back to what's important. It's people and God and family and worship. Invite some storms to come into your life and show them how bad you are. Just show them I'm gonna stand, and after having done all, I'm gonna stand. Never trust a person who ain't survived nothing. Everybody could brag, but few of them can testify. Let me tell you something about the eagle. The eagle is the only bird that looks for storms. And it's the only bird that God identified with. The eagle is a strange bird, and he's the king of birds. Here's why. Number one, the eagle is the king of birds because the eagle understands storms. Thirdly, the eagle looks for storms. It's the only bird that looks for storms. In the desert, you see an eagle gliding high, looking for storms, sandstorms and cyclones. Why? Because the eagle welcomes storms. Why? Because the eagle flies toward the storms when he sees it. Now, why would you do that? The answer is very simple. The eagle uses the storm to increase height. Number seven, the eagle uses the storm to rest. Eagle wing can be 7 feet span. And when an eagle sees a storm, he goes into the storm, he lets the current of the storm push him up higher, and then he sets his pinions and he rests on the top of the storm. When the storm is present, the eagle rests. I'm an eagle. I want you to use every storm that comes.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.